Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sarthak Metals Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Shah from Sarthak Metals. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone, and a very good afternoon. Thank you all for joining this call firstly. I hope you all had a very good long weekend. So let me start by taking you through our performance and way forward. We clocked the revenue of about 82 crores in Q1 in comparison to 81 crores in the previous quarter. Our net profit stood at 5.4 crores against 5.8 crores in the previous quarter. So that's a muted performance overall when compared on quarter-on-quarter basis. When compared year-on-year basis, there's a decline in the revenue specifically. That's a lot due to realizations coming down as well as the different challenges faced by the whole industry in terms of the weather and soft demand. Our volumes in cold wire took a hit due to a very sluggish international market. We're happy to announce that we held a significant share of the local market in this low quarter as well. In the aluminum wire segment, we managed to push our material to our customers at better rates to move our inventory. Speaking of which, if you have been following our company, then you might know how we managed to reduce our inventory to its lowest since COVID to take minimum hit from the falling prices. It might be interesting for you to note that we have been slowly adding to our stock since we firmly believe that the prices are at their bottom. But of course, that's a bet we put with a very manageable amount of risk. Domestically, we still hold to be the market leaders in both our segments with a high rate of 85% of repetitive orders. Our quality and service has been remarkable, and the inflow of repeated orders prove our potential. We are certain that the right mix between global demand and local demand will bring prosperous inflow of orders to the company. Our key steelmaking customers are highly optimistic and still constantly expanding their capacities, which puts us in a very exciting spot for the time ahead. Our export supplies are also poised to increase, and we are constantly pivoting towards more lucrative areas. Looking forward, we are very optimistic with the resilient Indian economy and the leadership in the steel sector driven by the increasing infrastructure of our country. Indian steel has a strong global demand as a well-recognized raw material for the entire value chain industries. Apart from that, I am delighted to update you all about the flux cold wire segment, which we are introducing now. The machinery is at our premises and under erection, and we will be able to take trial production in the next month. We're all excited about the proposition this segment brings to our company. So with that now, I would like to start the Q&A session. Thank you. Seema, can you take over for the question and answer session?
We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Paths. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I'm trying to understand in our cold wire segment, sir, our FY23 volumes were significantly lower than FY19 volumes. And sir, now again in the first quarter of this year, even on a lower base, we have still further declined. Sir, so there is no way that in the first quarter of FY24, the steel production in India is less than the first quarter of FY19, sir, so then how is it that our volumes are lower? Is it that we are losing market share?
Sir, we are certainly not losing the market share. Keshav sir, I truly appreciate your interest in the company. We are certainly not losing any market share. As you have been following the company in the past also, you might know that we are very optimistic about it, and we are very choosy about the orders that we take. The market currently is very greedy after the huge upcycle that this industry saw, and now at the downcycle, the market gets greedy, and our competition gets greedy. And that's where we stand out, and we choose the orders that only we want to take to keep our profitability intact. Profitability is what matters to us than the volume, to be very honest. And there's no denying about it.
So what is the trend, sir? You think that our volumes have finally bottomed out in the first quarter, or you think this same trend is expected to continue, worsen, or improve?
Sir, it is definitely poised to improve. We are certain that the prices have come to their bottoms. And yes, we all agree that it's a cyclical business, and the cycles now, it is very interesting to note that the up cycles are also faster and the down cycles are also faster. So we are quite certain that it will change in the few quarters to come, and the trend will again take an up note. Because we are constantly in touch with our customers also, all the maintenance and all the ramping up of their work has been done in the first two quarters, in the first quarter specifically, and now they're all again, the demand is slowly seen to be improved.
Sir, and in your best judgment in FY24, what kind of volumes are you expecting in both our divisions?
Sir, approximately, I'm quite certain that we'll be able to maintain the revenue of our last year. So last year our revenue was around 400 crores, and the realizations were also marginally more than what it is seen as in first quarter and the quarters to come. So in that sense, if you'll see, our market share is actually going up. So we are quite confident that we'll be able to maintain that revenue.
Sure. And sir, also, sir, how many shifts are we working on currently?
Two shifts.
Okay. And sir, can we go to three shifts provided demand is there?
Definitely. There's absolutely no problem in going to three shifts, or we're that capable that we can ramp up our production in two shifts as well, because we have machinery available with us and highly technical experts who are capable of building up machines in 2 or 3 months notice.
Sure, sir. Sir, and also in the last year, sir, I think in the second or third quarter, sir, our volumes went down, but we did some high margin, we sold some high margin products, some alloy products or something, in which the realizations were really high. So I mean, how is it that after that quarter, I think it was the second or third quarter of last year. So is it not a reoccurring business?
No, it is reoccurring, but it's just the grade of steel that our customers get an order of. So it's all like they did use that high value product. They produce the steel, then they have sent it. It's all for export orders. It gets approved. It all goes under trial, and then the repeated orders start coming in. So it's a cycle that we have to be patient for.
So in this year, assuming that if it is a reoccurring business, then every year, no matter which quarter, at least some quarter, that kind of business should come to us. So
definitely.
When are you expecting those kind of orders?
Probably in the second half of this year.
Sure. Sir, I think that's all from my side. I will again join the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, Keshav sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We'll take the next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from CCIPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what will be your steady-state EBITDA margin going forward?
Sorry, can you repeat, please?
Sir, what will be your steady-state EBITDA margin going forward?
Okay. EBITDA margins are poised to remain same or definitely increase because we as a company are always targeting to keep our profitability intact. So EBITDA margins are poised to remain same or increase. There's no way we are letting our EBITDA margins go down.
Sir, if you would quantify like how much can we improve it going further, so that would be very helpful.
So our EBITDA margins can go up like 2 or 3% more from here, I feel.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the new division of the Flux Arc, Core Arc welding that we are starting. So what kind of EBITDA margin do we expect from that? And like we are the only one that is setting up plant in India. So where does India import this requirement from? And is this requirement cheaper from what we'll be producing? So could you help me understand the economics of this?
So let me firstly correct you by telling you that this product might be getting produced in India elsewhere, but in this region where we're situated, and I believe it's a highly prosperous location that we're at. So waha pe, at this spot, we're the only manufacturers, and we are surrounded by majority of big fabrication units. So we are very optimistic about the industry that we're stepping up in. And the product, as you asked, the product was highly being imported from China. And as you know, China Plus One initiative by the government is pushing the local manufacturing like anything. So we are very certain that it will give us a good lead in this segment.
Okay. And sir, what kind of EBITDA margins are you expecting from the same?
EBITDA margins can be I'm not certain as of now because it is yet to start, but we're definitely expecting more than 10%.
Okay. And just a final question from my side, sir. So what will be producing this in the region or specifically? So will our product be the prices will be similar to what China is producing, or will have a China Plus One opportunity whereby the steel manufacturers or fabrication units will be sourcing from India that will help us? So if you would explain that.
It will definitely be at par with the Chinese product costing. There's no way that the Indian manufacturing cost will be higher than the Chinese manufacturers. And there's absolutely no fear from China that we're seeing as of now in the segment.
Okay. And sir, your final question. So the wire feeder segment that we have, so what kind of revenue do we have in that segment, and the margins, and what will be our guidance going forward in that segment?
Margins are good in that area, of course, because it's engineering. Margins are good, but the revenue is very muted. It's around 1 crore, I would say. So, 10-12% to our total revenue ka quarterly basis pe. But in the long run, so it's not a repetitive business actually. Abhi there are a lot of expansions happening in the steel industry. So there is a bit of demand for wire feeding machines. But once these wire feeding machines are gone and set up at the plant, the orders do not repeat themselves. So, yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, so 10% of our orderly revenue, and it's not a recurring business.
No, it's not a recurring business.
So, thank you, sir, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next follow-up question from the line of Mr. Keshav Garg. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, since we are catering only to the steel industry, sir, is there any opportunity in the other metallurgical industries in terms of supplying consumables, like, let's say, aluminum, copper, smelters, etc.?
Keshav, there definitely is a lot of opportunity, I would say. Sorry about my throat. So there is a lot of, like, possibilities. I wouldn't call it opportunities. I would call it possibilities. But us, as a team of young entrepreneurs, one being myself, so we are more focused on areas of high margins now. All these sectors where metal commodities are going as consumables, we're sort of taking a back step from there. We're not very keen on taking that path. We want to add more value chain in our business, and all the aluminum studies that we're doing are being done in downstream processes. It can be the packaging industry, it can be automotive industry, but everything needs to be niche. We don't want to get into the, rush where everyone is providing the consumables.
Sure. And sir, what kind of CapEx are we looking at for this and next year?
CapEx can be agreed, you can expect a CapEx of around 10 to 15 crores, for sure.
So this year and next year also same?
Yes, same.
Okay. So that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sagar sir, would you like to continue?
Sure. So we're seeing a sense of, like, less participants this time, because maybe it's because of the long weekend that we had, and today is also Parsi New Year, so it's a holiday for some areas in India. So I would just like to share about our company and the management. We're very certain, we're very optimistic about the Indian economy. I'll talk about myself over here more, because I'm certainly looking forward for India to become a leader in a lot of segments. So it can be steel, it can be chemical. I'm highly interested in the chemical segment as well. This is just for the information of our investors. We're constantly in touch with the steel industry as well, because we have a great platform with them, and we are looking with them what kind of chemicals do they require and what we can produce here to increase our product portfolio. Apart from that, we're focused towards consumables. So there is a chance that in the coming future we might diversify ourselves in consumable chemicals as well. I think I had mentioned chemical industry in my last call also, and this call also. I'm highly positive on that side in India's story. So let's see what comes ahead. So Seema, if there are more questions, can you put me through?
Sure, sir. We take the next question from the line of Manu Jindal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Manu Jindal, sir, your line is in the talk mode. You may go ahead with your question.
Yeah, sorry. Good afternoon, sir. Just wanted a little brief on the flux core wire segment. Wanted to know what sort of pricing power do we enjoy? What is the competitive scenario right now in India, apart from China, which you already mentioned? And what sort of pricing power, once we venture into this segment, would we enjoy here?
So, good afternoon. So, as we have studied before venturing into the segment, is what we learned actually was that the concentration is a little more on the western side of the country, and they were also just traders of this product, they didn't have a very strong manufacturing background as we have, and we always take pride on our team. Our team is like strong and diversified and young, so we have the strength to move into the market and make our product work. So it's a service-oriented business, and this product is technical. It will help save a huge chunk of bucks for our customers, which are the big fabrication units. And I feel we are at a very, very good location. Provided this product needs to go only to the customers who are affiliated partners of the big construction firms and big engineering firms. So we are certain that this product will be a very good, this product should make headlines for us one day.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That was all from my end.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Madhur Rathi from CCIPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, what will be our current capacity utilization?
In what segment, sir?
If you could give it segment-wise, it would be very helpful.
So aluminium, until last year, we were running at 100% capacity, and then we added another furnace to ramp up our production capacity by 50% more. So today I would say in a down cycle, we're still running at a 90%, not 90% now, since we have increased by 50%. So now we're around 75%. And in the cold wire segment, we're running around 60% of our efficiency.
Okay. And so just one question. So our ferro alloy segment, do we cater to mostly the Indian markets or do we export our products?
Sir, we are more concentrated in the local market because Indian steel, it's on a boom, and we're already on the second largest manufacturers of steel. So we are concentrated on the local market, but we are also recognized in the global market.
Okay. And sir, what will be our capacity utilization in that segment?
In the ferroalloy segment, 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We take the next follow-up question from the line of Mr. Keshav Garg. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, our promoter shareholding is declining from around 70.39% to 69.61%. Even last quarter it declined. So what is the reason for the same?
Promoter's holding. Keshav sir, can I get back to you on it? I really need to check on it.
Sure, sir. And sir, you also mentioned in the previous answer to the previous question that we have a ferro alloy division also. Sir, I understand that 2 years back we had sold that division to some group company. Sir, so now we still have a ferro alloy division?
Sir, we do have a ferro alloy division in the DB group that we fall under. We have a sister company, Bansal Brothers. Over there, we're doing ferro titanium, no? We're doing ferro-titanium over there and it's running in 100% capacity.
Okay, so it's not part of this company, right?
It's not part of the company, no.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir, that was all from my side. And sir, hopefully, sir, we have seen the worst. And sir, is it correct to assume that from second quarter onwards, there we might see some kind of revival in our top line and EBITDA?
I am very hopeful, Keshav sir, and as I mentioned that we also are taking a little debt, and we're also we have started increasing our inventories because we feel these are some very attractive prices to hold some capacity that we're capable of. So yes, fingers crossed. Let's see, the time is looking positive from now onwards.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sagar Shah for closing comments.
All right. Thank you everyone who joined this call, and to our investors for showing trust in the company. I hope I was able to deliver the best of responses to all your queries, and I'll see you again after the next results. I'm gonna continue doing these conference calls. So thank you and have a nice week, all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sarthak Metals, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.